WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. And the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. From boosted parlays to live in-game offs on every major sport, WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com to start winning. What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Today, we're going to be talking about a couple of quarterbacks that have really been talking about potentially finding a new spot in the NFL once this season is over. This is just going to entail some of the guys we trade for. We'll maybe make a video on draft picks and, you know, free agents maybe a little bit later on in the offseason. But I think with what Colts Nation's been talking about with a couple of different quarterbacks that have said that they want to look at their options potentially somewhere else, you know, we think that maybe it's a good idea that we kind of maybe talk about those. And, you know, this isn't every quarterback that could be traded for. Obviously, some more guys will have their names brought out later on in the offseason. But right now, we're just talking about a couple of these. But before we get into the actual names of these people, I feel like it's kind of important that we understand what exactly the Colts have to deal in regards to acquiring a quarterback of such a caliber, right? Of such a caliber where we feel that it increases the likelihood that this team moves on into the playoffs and further beyond. So we obviously know this year the Colts do not have a first-round draft pick that was traded away in regards to Carson Wentz, and that's pretty much it. So when you have a situation here, Cody, where you don't have a first round draft pick this year, and you really only have a couple different draft picks in this draft, you could give away a first round draft pick in the coming draft, could do that. But ultimately, with teams in the way that they want to negotiate now, it's in a situation where you might have to give up a player or multiple players in regards to getting the quarterback that you think will help shape your franchise.
Yeah, I think you said it. Like, you know, you're going to have to give up something. It's going to sting a little bit. You know, you're going to have to give up either a lot of draft capital or you're going to have to give up a player you don't want to give up, you know, and that's just kind of the unfortunate reality of trading for a quarterback of that caliber. You know, you shot your shot with Wentz, and, you know, it was some good, some bad. And so, you know, you kind of have an idea what Wentz is right now. So, you know, yeah, I think if you want to go and upgrade and move on, you probably have to move Wentz as well. And we'll probably get into that as well. But yeah, it's certainly not going to be, you know, a second round pick. I think it's going to take more than that to get any of these. I think we're looking at three guys that we're going to talk about, some higher caliber quarterbacks. It's going to take some serious, it's going to take a little bit of, it's going to hurt a little bit, you know, to get some of these guys. You know, you're going to have to maybe fill some other positions of need that aren't positions of need now in order to fix this quarterback position. I think you're right.
Yep. And, you know, I mean, it's going to take a lot, and, you know, it'll be some guys that, you know, we may not be comfortable with wanting to give away, but, you know, if you dig yourself in that kind of hole, and if you say that changes need to be made, and if one of those changes is the quarterback, then, you know, you need to figure out what you're going to do moving forward. And that could involve trading Carson Wentz to said team plus another player and a draft pick for some of these guys. You know, that is if Carson Wentz is not going to be the quarterback, at least for this next year for Indianapolis. But let's kind of go into it here. Let's just go into what I think, Cody, is the least likely scenario. Let's just talk least likely scenario here. And that's Aaron Rodgers. We made a video, a couple different videos, about Aaron Rodgers entertaining the idea of coming to Indianapolis last offseason because you saw it seemed like him and Matt LaFleur and the entire Green Bay franchise just seemed to not be on the same page with Aaron Rodgers, right? We know about the draft situation and how they never listened to him when it comes to what he thinks they need to do. And Matt LaFleur obviously had his issues with Aaron Rodgers and the play calling late in the playoffs last year. And, you know, this and that, there's a lot of issues. This year, to me, seems very unlikely that something were to happen in that regards, because it seems like not only has Green Bay repeated what they're doing last year, they seem to be almost even better now than what they were the previous year. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is having a phenomenal year, like phenomenal. Like, it's almost unheard of what he's doing right now. And, you know, it just seems him and Matt LaFleur's relationship seems to be doing really well. And it seems like the organization has seemed to back him a little bit more than what they did at this time last year. So for me, I mean, this is a possibility, but I just think that it would take a whole heck of a lot to convince Rodgers to go away unless somehow something cataclysmic happens in the playoffs that just makes them just reconsider.
And, you know, from a Colts standpoint, he's probably going to cost the most. He's the oldest quarterback that you're going to be trading for out of these three guys. So you got to weigh that. You know, are you feeling like you're in a spot with the Rams? I'm going to be honest, you're not in a spot where the Rams are, you know, where it's win all now. You know, you still have, I would consider, more holes in the Rams right now. So you know, you got to figure that out. You got a lot of younger players. You're not going all in. It hasn't indicated that, you know, so it would almost be kind of, in a certain way, kind of what the Colts did with Eric Fisher last year in certain ways, you know, where it was kind of like, is this more of a win now move? You know, and I don't necessarily think that's the case with the Colts. Obviously, they want to improve the quarterback position, but I'm kind of thinking like, if you trade for Aaron Rodgers, you're saying your Super Bowl window is now. And that kind of contradicts what Ballard had said, you know, where he says, I think our window is just cracking open now. You know, a move like that would indicate our window is, you know, maybe starting to close. So for me, yeah, I think it's the least likely scenario out of all the quarterbacks that could potentially become available. And, you know, the Packers aren't really in a situation where they have to move on from him, right? Like, they have Jordan Love, you know, but they're not, like, on their way pushing Aaron Rodgers out right now. So, yeah, I honestly don't see the reason why the Packers would even consider trading Aaron Rodgers right now unless they really loved what they saw from Jordan Love. But I don't know. Like, it just doesn't really seem likely to me that the Colts would be in play, even if the Packers were willing to trade. Now, there's some other teams potentially that could be in the fold as well. And we all know Ballard doesn't love getting in bidding wars for quarterbacks or just players in general, you know? So, yeah, I'm just kind of like, nah, probably not with Aaron Rodgers.
And that's if even Aaron Rodgers wants to leave. You know, right, I mean, that's exactly one of those things. You get paid now, it's not really a big deal. Money's not an object for him. You know, it's just more about finding that respect in the organization. You know, and I think he has that now. Again, things could change. We don't know for certain, but it certainly seems, compared to last year, the circumstances are very different. But I would say this, just for the optimism of the argument, if you somehow found a way to pull that off, there is a very strong chance that you would acquire Davante Adams as well as a free agent, because Davante Adams made it very clear in the offseason he would like to go wherever Aaron Rodgers goes. Now, I mean, again, it's the most unlikely scenario because of Aaron Rodgers, but again, you could only just salivate as a Colts fan, as you and I are, as for any way to say, if Aaron Rodgers ended up on this team and you brought Davante Adams with you, again, cap don't have nothing to do with it. I don't really care about a Colts cap situation at that moment. You can make some moves, okay? You can not sign a bunch of guys and figure out the rest as you go along. With Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, this roster immediately is a Super Bowl contender. They may not win, but you're right. Obviously, he's the oldest. How long does Aaron Rodgers continue the stretch that he's on? You don't know. But even then, you know, say you get 2-3 more solid years out of him and then you get a receiver like Devontae Adams, probably the best wide receiver in the game at the moment. I mean, oh my gosh, this offense, it might be unstoppable. It might be unstoppable at a certain point. Because if you get Aaron Rodgers behind this offensive line that you hope will get better next year protecting the quarterback, and then you have the best wide receiver and the best running back in the game, I mean, that would be deadly. It's obviously most likely not going to happen, but just think about it for a second.
Yeah, we can dream, man. That would be amazing. But realistically, unfortunately, I don't know if that's going to happen. But, right, you know, right. I would love for that to happen, obviously.
Oh, totally. And if I knew that the Colts had all the chips to be able to make that move, then I would totally say just throw it all in there, honestly.
Are you finally ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. The excitement of Wynn Las Vegas has finally landed in online sports betting and casino play. Get exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on the action with your favorite teams and players from the NFL, MLB, NHL, Gold, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. Right now at WynnBET, you can find great promos, odds, and payouts from boosted parlays to live in-game offs on every major sport. WynnBET gives you the tools to win. Sign up today for your risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to start winning. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in a state where play through WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
All right. Well, let's go to the next quarterback here. And this one's been making a lot of headway. And that is Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. Wilson on his second to last year of his he's going to be on his third year of his contract going into it. He signed a four-year, $140 million extension with the Seattle Seahawks in 2019 that had a $65 million signing bonus and $107 million of total guarantees. At that time, was the highest average paid contract when he signed it. I mean, Russell Wilson, I mean, say what you want about how the season ended. I think it just had a lot more to do with everything that was going on for the team rather than just Russell Wilson. I mean, there was the talk of Pete Carroll getting kicked out of Seattle, which has already happened. You know, I mean, and it was such a bad year. He had an injury on his, I think it was his thumb, on his throwing hand, so he had to miss several weeks during the season. I mean, all things considered, though, Cody, I mean, how would you feel about the Colts taking a chance on trying to pull Russell Wilson away from the Seattle Seahawks?
Man, I would say out of all these guys, in terms of, I would say, age, because Russell Wilson, he's a little bit older, obviously. He was drafted the same year as Andrew Luck. He's 33 years old. He'll be 34 in November. So he's not as old as Aaron Rodgers. He's obviously super talented. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I know he didn't have a great year last year, but I think just for everything, the whole package of Russell Wilson, I think out of all these guys, he's the one that if you're putting your chips in the middle, I'm for Russell Wilson personally because he's going to give you more years. And I think he's such a darn good quarterback. He's such a smart quarterback and he can do it all. He's a champion too. You know, he has that champion mindset. You know, as with Carson Wentz, he didn't win that championship for the Eagles. He obviously got them in position to do it, but Russell Wilson actually has been there and done it, you know? And so talk about a veteran leader, like talk about just a complete change in your quarterback room. I mean, I have no doubt, like no question that Russell Wilson would command that quarterback room. And, you know, Frank Reich would love to get his hands on Russell Wilson. I'll just say that, you know, for how decent Carson Wentz was at times last year, I mean, Russell Wilson just brings it to the next level. I mean, this dude was doing it for years, you know, with really no offensive line. I know he had a few weapons, but you know what? Russell Wilson just continued to shine every single year in Seattle, and he's just a winner. He's just a proven winner. So, yeah, as you can tell, I would be very excited. I'd be all for the Colts going all in for Russell Wilson. Now, what's it going to take? That's the big question, you know, for a quarterback of his caliber. I think it's going to take a lot. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you'd have to give up your quarterback. You'd have to give up probably a draft pick or two, and maybe have to give up somebody that in a position of need for Seattle to be able to try and regroup in what they're doing. Because obviously, they're hitting the reset button. They're trying to get as much as they can. And, you know, I mean, Russell Wilson, again, he checks all the boxes. You know, I mean, he's a little older than what you would like. But nevertheless, I still think he has 3-4 really good years left in him as long as that throwing hand is healing up the way that they hope. Again, he's really good. It worries me a little bit with the average yearly salary that he's getting paid. Obviously, $35 million, which is the highest of any of these three that we have. I mean, Derek Carr is a lot less than that on an average salary basis. So, you know, I don't think it's that big of a deal in regards to the money. You would have to continue to try and, you know, build that wide receiver room, though, for him. You know, obviously getting a few better wide receivers. Because like you said, he's had most of his career, he's had great wide receivers to throw the football to. But at the same time, you're right. Like, he's never had a great offensive line. That's something that the Colts could provide him. And, you know, he's had a good run game for the majority of his career. That's something the Colts definitely have. So, yeah. You know, he would fit right into the kind of system that you would want. And you're right, just being able to control the field just so much better than what it is already, that alone would make you think that's what you would want to give up for someone like Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and he's a quarterback that's, you know, put teams on his back. That's the thing about Carson Wentz that we were all frustrated with, is like when he needed to put the team on his back down the stretch the last 2 weeks, he just didn't do it, you know? And that's what Russell Wilson has done for years with Seattle. He's, you know, similar to Andrew Luck. He was the reason why Seattle was relevant for all those years. You know, there were certain years where Seattle had no business sniffing the playoffs, but because of the great quarterback play of Russell Wilson, they were, you know, in playoff contention, and they did win a few playoff games, and they did do some damage down the stretch. So, yeah, I mean, that's exactly when you talk about needing an upgrade at quarterback. You know, Russell Wilson doesn't have to be that guy, you know what I mean? Like, but he can be. He very easily can be. He can very easily throw for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns on any given day. But with Jonathan Taylor and what he does, it's such a perfect complement. So I would personally be all down, you know, to get a guy like Russell Wilson, because, you know, you mentioned, you know, the age. I'm not really that concerned because, heck, Aaron Rodgers is, what, 4 or 5 years older than him?
Yeah, he's playing at a high level. Pretty much 5 years older than
right. Russell. And Tom Brady's still – I know he's Tom Brady, but he's still at a high level. And with this Colts offensive line and how quickly Russell gets the ball out of his hands, I think it could go serve him well for his durability, you know, like moving down. He could be the Colts quarterback if they did trade for him for the next 5+ years. I really believe that with the way that he can take care of his body and the way that he can avoid those big hits down the stretch. I think he's just one of those quarterbacks that's very smart about that stuff. So, yeah, I personally think he has a lot more. This would be a move, yes, for now, but also it could be a move for the next 5+ years. So,
yeah,
I would be personally down for this one for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic, isn't it, that for like several years – Colts fans, you know, we had feuds with the Seattle Seahawks fan base for years about who was the better quarterback, Andrew Luck or Russell Wilson. Well, here we are now pleading for Ballard to bring Russell Wilson to a new start and be with this team that has a better offensive line than what, you know, we had our previous quarterback for and what he's had throughout his entire career.
Yeah.
So obviously, Russell Wilson's not fully out on Seattle, but he certainly said that he's keeping his options open.
Yes.
And, you know, he has a no trade clause too. So it'll be interesting. That means Wilson would have a say in what it is that he would have a chance in going some places. So we'll have to see just what, I mean, again, Irsay's been saying all offseason so far that, you know, it's time to make some changes. Maybe that's a move that they make.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Let's go ahead and hop into the last one of the bunch, which I think, again, is pretty reasonable when you look at it from all things considered, and that is Derek Carr of the Las Vegas Raiders. Carr has been, over the last 2 years, really has been kind of linked to the Colts many times before his new contract. Like I said before, five-year, $125 million contract, getting paid $25.5 million a year. I mean, that's a lot less than what Russell Wilson's getting paid currently on average salary. You know, I mean, Derek Carr is an option for me that is very enticing because, like Carson, Derek Carr has a lot of ups and downs when it comes to his moments. But, you know, even this year with his wide receiver group, pretty much a lot of his offensive weapons in general being depleted, and everything that was going on in Raiders Nation all season long, right? I mean, we talked about the coach being fired, and you talked about some of these guys dealing with legal trouble, and then you have a bunch of these guys getting injured and everything else. Derek Carr this season still almost threw for 5,000 yards, all things considered, given this season where he had one good wide receiver in Hunter Renfrow all season. His running backs were depleted half the year. His best target, Darren Waller, was out for multiple weeks this year. Lost half of his wide receiver room because of legal trouble throughout the year. So, you know, I mean, this is a guy that's, you know, gone through a lot of adversity in his career, but he just continues to put up great numbers every year. I mean, at his peak, you know, we've always said he's kind of a cult destroyer. You know, every other year he just seems to pick us apart. And, you know, I think it would be very interesting to have Derek Carr leading this team going forward.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to Derek Carr at all because, yeah, I mean, his completion percentage, you look at it all pretty much throughout his career, it's right around that 70% mark most years. So he's very accurate. He gets the ball out quickly. And, you know, you mentioned this, just the adversity that he's had to face. You know, obviously he was tearing it up back in, I believe it was 20. What year was that?
It was 2015.
He was tearing it up in 2015.
16, yeah, when he was like in the top three for MVP voting.
And then obviously got hurt in the Colts game. And, you know, but he's had to battle through adversity. And, you know, it's funny. Like, I feel like Derek Carr has led the Raiders in certain points to good moments despite them. You know, like, despite he hasn't been perfect, right? But he's led them to different moments despite the fact that the Raiders have just been a mess, a nightmare, honestly, with just how terrible they've been drafting, you know, missing one of his best targets and Henry Ruggs now, obviously, now for forever, probably. And the fact that he stepped up and really, honestly, willed the Raiders to the playoffs when they looked like they were dead in the water, I mean, that kind of shows you right there that he's a winner, right? You know, the fact that he hasn't gone to a playoff game. He only went to one. This was his first year, actually, in a playoff game. I think it's more of an indictment on the Raiders than it is Derek Carr. So, I mean, you think about this Frank Reich system and the fact that Derek Carr does things that Carson Wentz doesn't do, that Frank Reich wants a quarterback to do in his system, you know? Like, he wants him to get rid of the ball, you know, get it to the hands of your playmakers, like Phillip Rivers did, essentially, you know? Like, we saw how different Phillip Rivers and how different Carson Wentz were in terms of just getting the ball out quickly. And when the Colts got the ball out quickly to their playmakers, a lot of good things happened typically last year in 2020. So, yeah, I would not be opposed to Derek Carr at all. And I think out of all these guys, he's the youngest guy. And also, I think he's a guy that kind of fits your long-term plan a little bit more. And he's not going to cost as much, you know, as probably these other guys as well, because – you know, the Raiders are kind of rebuilding as well. You know, you talk about the Seahawks. The Raiders are not going to probably retain their their general manager, Mike Mayock, as well as their interim.
He was literally fired like right before we started this.
Okay. Yeah. I saw rumbling.
Literally fired. Yeah. Just like minutes before we started recording this.
Okay. So there you go. So the Raiders might be trying to just sell everything, sell the farm, you know, and try to just rebuild as well. Kind of maybe what the Lions did last year in a way, you know, where they kind of just got rid of their quarterback that's been there and been good for years. They kind of freed him and gave him a chance to go somewhere else. And the Colts have actually been linked a little bit to Derek Carr so far. You know, out of all the guys, Derek Carr is the one that, you know, has had the most weight to it so far. I know it's very early and we'll see what happens moving forward, but I think Derek Carr is probably the most realistic option for the Colts if they indeed want to move on from Carson Wentz. And honestly, Derek, you know, going back to the Detroit thing, maybe it is something kind of like they did with the Rams. Now, hopefully the Colts don't give up that much draft capital, but you know what I mean? Like where they swap quarterbacks and then the Colts give them a few draft picks as well. I could honestly see that being a reality.
Yeah, definitely. Or you can give up one player that you think would be helpful for them on their defense or something to help them get started and kickstart. I mean, again, this season, I mean, Derek Carr is only 31 years old. I mean, he's only a year older than Carson Wentz, so it's not like he's old. And if you're looking at it from a numbers perspective, I mean, he's 3 years younger than freaking Russell Wilson. Yep. So you know that if Derek Carr stays healthy and wants to keep playing football, you know for 5+ years this guy is going to be your quarterback for the future. So you know that Derek Carr would be around. You know, and from a numbers perspective, again, he wouldn't cost you as much as everyone else. So you feel like you could go in and address something else if you went and got Derek Carr because he wouldn't absolutely destroy your bank like what Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers is going to do. So, you know, again, from a numbers perspective, from finances and age and just overall play, I mean, Derek Carr makes the most logical sense. Now, Derek Carr said that he kind of wants to be back with the Raiders. But then again, it's same boat as Russell Wilson, just wants to keep his options open. You know, if somebody gives an offer that, you know, he just can't refuse. So, you know, why wouldn't he want to be in a more stable organization right now? You know, obviously the Colts are going through some of their own changes, but they're not switching GMs. They're not switching head coaches left and right. They're not switching guys all around. You know, I mean, they're going to fix some things up, but nevertheless, the core contact of everything in that organization is in place. You know, Derek Carr, you're going to commit to Derek Carr for the foreseeable future. You're going to give him what he wants. You're going to ask for his input on things to go forward with that. So, you know, Derek Carr, to me, just seems the most logical answer here.
Yeah, he does. And the more I think about it through this video, the more I think you're right. As much as I love Russell Wilson and, you know, and I think he's a great player, I think Derek Carr is obviously not as good of a player as Russell Wilson, but he's still a good player in his own right with all that he's had to do and, you know, lead this Raiders team in certain ways. I think he's a really good player, and I think he's underrated. I think a lot of people just look at the stats from this last year and look at the touchdown-interception ratio, which wasn't bad, but they just look at that and they're like, he's no better than Carson Wentz. Let me tell you, that's wrong. He's better than Carson Wentz. And honestly, you know, Chris Ballard said it best. He's tired of the Band-Aid at the quarterback position. You know what Derek Carr is. You know, I think it's time, if indeed you want to move on and get better at the quarterback position, it's time to stop making it a Band-Aid. You know, it's time to rip the Band-Aid off. It's time to go trade for a legit dude that you know is going to play well for you in your organization if he stays healthy. I think it's just time to do it, man. I really think it's time to stop hoping, you know, similar with defensive end. It's time to stop just hoping that this person is going to turn out to be your franchise player, you know? It's time to go address it.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what the Colts need to do at quarterback if indeed they are serious about a serious upgrade. I think Derek Carr makes the most sense here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, I think that's going to do it for this one. Again, this is just a couple of quarterbacks. We may address a couple more later on. These are just the three quarterbacks that Colts Nation's really been talking about a lot over the last week, over the last several weeks, really. And, you know, obviously the Raiders and the Seahawks seasons are over, so you can already start negotiations with, you know, talking to people about, you know, what exactly it would take to get rid of some guys. Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what goes on the next couple of months. I mean, again, the Colts, if they're serious about not putting a Band-Aid on the quarterback position anymore, you know, attacking any of these three options would be the best scenario for the Colts moving forward, because any of these three guys are an instant upgrade in the passing department. And, you know, it would put you in a position where you feel like you can start hitting that peak a little bit more on that mountain that everybody keeps talking about. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and give Frank Reich a real option, you know, at quarterback. Like, you look at what Frank Reich's had outside of Andrew Luck. I mean, obviously, Philip Rivers was a good pro, but every year he's had a different quarterback. And it feels like every offseason there's a question at the quarterback department, and I'm kind of tired of it, honestly. You know, give yourself some stability there. And, you know, Derek, it's like funny because Derek Carr is coming from a very unstable place in the Raiders. The Colts kind of have an unstable quarterback position right now. And maybe they'd be a perfect match for each other, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Glad to hear it. I'm actually kind of interested to see what you guys think. Thank you guys so much again for the continued support. And as always, go Colts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.